Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Cyprus aligns itself with the European Union's statement and wishes to add the following comments. Allow me to start by thanking High Commissioner Grandi for his comprehensive opening remarks, but also for his vision and work on the ground to support refugees and displaced persons. 70 years after the entry into force of the Convention relating to the status of refugees, its significance remains as high as ever. Cyprus, a state party to the Convention, fully recognizes its value in fostering international cooperation and solidarity towards addressing the numerous challenges refugees are facing the world over. Root causes of displacement still include new and protracted conflicts, violence, persecution, and climate change. The problem in managing the mass movement of people and the ever-increasing needs of a mounting number of refugees has become more complex than ever before. We acknowledge that refugees, asylum seekers and migrants, including women, children and girls, have been most affected by the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic, as they are disproportionately vulnerable to health risks. I would like, in this respect, to express my government's deep appreciation to UNHCR's central role in addressing the persisting needs exacerbated by the ongoing pandemic of an increasing number of refugees in several parts of the world. I would also like to praise UNHCR's personnel for their tireless work, serving away from their homes, assisting refugees, and mitigating their plight during these challenging times. Mr. Vice Chair, we're watching closely the situation unfolding in Afghanistan, and we share the profound concern at the increasing number of Afghans seeking refuge. It is absolutely essential to guarantee the unhindered delivery of humanitarian aid to Afghanistan and assistance to neighboring countries. We also express our deep concern at the irregular movements at the EU's external borders. Any attempt to instrumentalize the human plight of refugees for political purposes is not acceptable. Mr. Vice Chair, allow me briefly to highlight some elements of the situation in Cyprus. Cyprus continues to face an ongoing and systematic influx of asylum seekers and migrants, with the highest per capita number of applications for international protection among EU member states. The majority of asylum seekers arrive illegally in Cyprus from Turkey to the occupied areas through the ceasefire line, from which they infiltrate the government-controlled areas. Against this backdrop, I would like to reiterate that international and regional agreements must be implemented. Readmission agreements, as well as the 2016 EU-Turkey statement, need to be respected and fully implemented by all parties, without discrimination, without fail. Notwithstanding these challenges, we remain determined in taking decisive practical measures and applying reforms in full adherence with our international obligations and towards implementing the Global Refugee Compact. To this end, and in cooperation with the EU and UNHCR, Cyprus is pursuing reforms of its national practices with a view to more efficiently processing and examining applications for international protection. Conditions at reception centres have improved, as has the quality of services provided. Asylum seekers have free access to healthcare, including mental healthcare services, with priority given to persons in vulnerable situations, such as women and girls, and possible victims of torture. We're also looking forward to the EU's new Pact on Migration and Asylum becoming fully operative. We're convinced that its implementation will prove to be pivotal in strengthening the migration management within the EU by quickly managing asylum applications in a fair and uniform manner. Lastly, Cyprus fully supports initiatives aiming at countering sexual harassment and intimidation of women and girl refugees. Human dignity is an indispensable element of our fundamental values and can never be compromised. Cyprus would also like to denote its appreciation of Deputy High Commissioner Clement's leadership as interim chair of the CEB Task Force on Addressing Sexual Harassment. We urge UNHCR to continue strong interagency engagement, and Cyprus, as a member of the Geneva Group of Friends aiming to eliminate sexual harassment across organizations headquartered in Geneva, calls upon other countries to join this important initiative. In closing, I would like to express my government's gratitude over the excellent cooperation with UNHCR. We count on this partnership and valuable support to address the challenging and pressing needs of refugees in our region and beyond. Thank you.